Accession number 9081, rule number 4.
Mr. Barthorpe, rule 4. You were telling me how you were treated when you arrived at your first prisoner
camp.
Of war camp.
Yes, that's it. And as I say, we went to, after Berlin, we went to Posen. We didn't go straight on a propaganda march in Posen as we did in Berlin. They took us to the camp first, dressed as in any rubbish they could get. I had a Polish jacket, Czechoslovak trousers, German boots, and they really made us look like tramps. And they took us back to Posen on a 2-hour propaganda march around Posen and said to the Poles, "Here you are, this is the rubbish that you're befriending." You know, and they was really running us down on these loudspeaker vans, but it didn't make any difference at all. And then we go back to camp, we get our uniform back. And back at us.
How had your uniform and boots stood up to Norwegian conditions?
Well, very well. Oh, yes, the army boots. I mean, you used to get snow down the side of your boot. Your socks used to get wet through, like. But my boots lasted me all the way through Norway, and we must have walked over 150 miles through mountains, through snow. And my boots were still good when I got to Germany. And, you know, they lasted me quite a while for working, for the needed repair. They really stood up to it. To say, it was in snow and there was snow was melting around the feet all the time. They really stood up to it.
What about the battle dress suit? Did that?
Yes, we were quite warm. We had the battle dress, and also, instead of these fur-lined coats that they sent us, we couldn't put equipment over them. They were too big. We had fur-lined overcoats, but you couldn't fasten your ammunition belt around it, our equipment belt. So we discarded them and we wore leather jerkin. We just used an ordinary great coat and a leather jerkin on top when I was quite warm, actually. When it was freezing at night, but even then I still didn't feel it. I prefer the cold to the hot weather myself, so I was happy. Oh yes, the clothing seemed quite adequate to me. Just, the battle dress, the great coat, and a leather jerkin. Could be as cold as it liked, and I was happy.
Do you think you learned any particular lessons on the campaign?
In Norway, yes, because we went over there as a fighting unit. We lost all our equipment, and we were supposed to put up a show. And like I said before, I'm proud of my regiment, and I couldn't fight to my best of my ability because I didn't have the wherewithal to fight with. We felt we were let down because, you know, our regiment's got a proud record. I wanted it to keep that record. I wanted it to come out of Norway with pride. But we weren't allowed to do that because we hadn't the wherewithal to fight with.
So it's a question of preparation.
Question of preparation, yes. I mean, if we hadn't lost our transport, we had to rely on Norwegian lorries. We had to rely on their artillery because we had none. We had two Bofors guns and they were blown up first day in Andalsnes. So we was expecting to fight tanks, trench mortars, artillery, with no air support. Not one single plane was in Norway. So, what did we do? We thought we was let down because we wanted to keep our proud record and we weren't given the chance to do it.